Now, local news from Montana Public Radio.
I'm Steve Jess. In late April, as the Montana legislature was getting ready to adjourn, the state Senate confirmed Jonathan Motl as Commissioner of Political Practices, a job he's held since being appointed by Democratic Governor Steve Bullock in 2013. Montana has had four different political practices commissioners since 2011, and Motl is the first in that time to win Senate confirmation against harsh criticism from some Republicans.
You should not confirm John Motl. He will bring further shame to this office and to justice itself.
Republican Representative Art Wittig urged a Senate committee in April to reject Motl's nomination. Wittig faces a court trial on charges Motl brought against him arising out of the 2010 election campaign. For his part, Motl claimed to be unbiased and fair.
The decisions I made don't, if you look at them objectively, don't show any bias toward one political party.
Eventually, Motl was confirmed by the full Senate, winning the votes of eight Republicans in addition to all the Democrats. But during the confirmation process, questions were raised about whether having a single commissioner deciding ethics complaints against lobbyists and candidates puts too much power and too much opportunity for mischief in the hands of one person. Jake Eaton, a partner at 47 North Communications, a Billings-based political consulting firm, suggests a different approach. Instead of a single commissioner, Montana should have a commission made up of several people with overlapping terms, similar to the Federal Elections Commission.
Yeah, the FEC, I think, is a good model. The way the terms are structured, you know, you've got overlapping people, so it's not the same administration appointing the same people. You've got equal number of representatives from each party to ensure that, you know, one side or the other is not getting persecuted. In Montana, we don't have that. We got one guy who's judge, jury, and executioner.
Replacing this single commissioner with a multi-member commission would require action by the state legislature. One former commissioner, Jennifer Ensley, who held the post for several months in 2011, takes the opposite view. She says having a single commissioner streamlines the operation, while a multi-member commission would turn into a bureaucracy.
It would just pile on the red tape and slow down the complaint process and slow down the decision process. One person cranking out decisions, if that office is adequately staffed and adequately funded, is perfect for Montana.
For a look at what other states are doing in this area, we turned to Peggy Kearns, who just retired from the National Conference of State Legislatures after 16 years as director of the Center for Ethics in Government. Kearns says 42 states, including Montana, have some kind of independent ethics body. Some even have separate commissions for state lawmakers, lobbyists, and judges. Montana's system with a single appointed commissioner is rare, possibly unique. But she emphasizes that doesn't mean it's the wrong solution for Montana.
So there really isn't any model out there that would be what anybody would call the perfect model. There's just different models based on the culture and the needs of the state and what the state chose to do.
While Peggy Kearns avoids comparing the ethics enforcement of various states, she does single out one state for praise, Kentucky. Kearns says the Kentucky Ethics Commission has been so effective that the state has actually drawn criticism for having what some people see as a suspiciously low number of ethics violations.
And the response from the executive director was, we haven't caught a lot of people because we provide the training and education up front. We do it every year, so our lawmakers know the rules and laws they must follow. Secondly, we're very open in providing confidential counsel to someone if they are unclear about something.
According to former Commissioner Jennifer Ensley, the real problem here in Montana might not be the nature of the commissioner's post or the incumbent who's filling it at the moment, Jonathan Motl. The problem, she thinks, is the divisive and partisan nature of Montana's politics. And for that, she blames the state's term limits.
When you have lawmakers who know that they're only going to be in a particular deliberative body for 8 years maximum, there's less pressure to find creative solutions and to work cordially across the aisle.
The result, she says, is partisan gamesmanship, particularly when a governor of one party appoints a commissioner and the Senate is controlled by the other party, as was the case in Jonathan Motl's nomination. Helena attorney Mike Malloy holds a similar view. Malloy has observed Montana politics for decades. He advises the Montana Freedom of Information Hotline and wrote an online ethics guidebook for lobbyists.
I suffered through the pain sometime of commissioners who were appointed by Republican governors. I say that because they had a different view of what their role was and would sometimes come down on the side of not requiring disclosure of information when I thought they should have. But I've never seen this kind of partisan bickering that's been going on that's just really, it's really unfortunate with respect to Mr. Modell and with respect to the last three, four commissioners.
While the Senate confirmed Jonathan Modell last month, he will only serve until January 2017 when the current six-year term ends. The governor will then have to nominate another candidate, and the Senate will hold another set of hearings, giving lawmakers and the public another chance to discuss what type of job the Commissioner of Political Practices ought to be and what type of person ought to fill it. I'm Steve Jess.